America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I welcome you to the Friday edition of A Call for Revival. Father, will you bless our time together? In Jesus' name, amen. And I hope you'll be found somewhere in a good Bible preaching church on Sunday. I closed yesterday talking about the fasting and prayer of sending men out into the field to do a work for God. I read to you Acts 13:3. The Bible says, "And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away," talking about Paul and Barnabas. And I closed the broadcast by talking to you about revivals, even in our own area. I talked about winning people to God. Now, I'm not against missions. I want you to understand that. We need missionaries to go, but we also need some, we need a burden for our local area. I think our churches have just given up. Now, folks, I want to say something. It's a little bit hard here. COVID is over. Get over it. Amen. Let's go back to church. Get over it. COVID was of the very devil himself. It really was. I believe the devil sent that thing through our land. There was something demonic about it, even the disease itself. When you had the COVID, it was eerie. It was eerie. I had men, good friends of mine, that almost had one good friend almost died. I had a friend of mine that did die. I had an uncle that died. And the devil sent that through our land, and churches today, preachers are still talking to me about we can't recover since COVID. Let me tell you what you do. Go out and get you some new people. Get you a burden. Start praying and fasting. Put some effort into winning somebody to God. Listen, lay down the marketing. Let's quit doing so much marketing. Let's start back praying and fasting. All right, let's quit worrying about the numbers and start worrying about souls. You see, there's a big difference in numbers and souls, all right? And don't use the lame argument, "Well, God thought so much of numbers, he put a book in the Bible and called it numbers." That's a lame argument. That whole book was about Israel, and it was about numbering. Let's don't take things. But let me explain to you this. That Samaria got right with God. The Bible said the whole city got saved. And Philip went down and God called him away. Why? Because there was a soul down there that needed saving. Now, it wasn't a number, but it was a soul. Well, you know, I don't keep up with a lot of numbers and things. I'm not mad at you if you do. You can do what you want to do. But I'm just saying, you know, we ought to get back to being interested in people again. Like the three men that came down Macedonia Church Road and won my mama to the Lord in 1975. They wasn't interested in numbers. They were interested in getting people saved. I remember growing up in the Ronda Baptist Tabernacle, and they were interested in getting people saved. We wasn't, I remember we'd have revival, and the preacher would call a prayer meeting 2 weeks before revival. We'd pray. Let me tell you why we're having a week's meetings. And we're having week meetings, pardon the expression, but that's what we're having. There's no prayer involved. There's no prayer. There's no prayer. There's no fasting involved. Let me tell you, this spring, you're coming upon your revivals, preacher. If you want to see God move, pray and fast in your revival. I call a praying. Now, again, fasting's not giving up your deer hunting. It's not giving up your ball game. Fasting is giving up food. Have your people miss one meal. And you see what kind of revival, I promise you, God will work. It's just like the prayer list. I encourage people to pray. I almost beg people. I can't stress enough. If you'll pray down a prayer list for 30 days, God will answer prayers. God is working on a prayer that I've been praying for years. It come to light to me the other day. I'm telling you, praying, fasting works. Let's get excited because we got the answer. We don't have to be on the defense to the devil. We've got the answer. We can pray and fast and we can see. Yes, if you get with God this weekend, you see God do something Sunday in your church, friend. You can see God on your preaching. You can see the altar's full, preacher. Let's have revival.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.